This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When I'm walking past the mirror, don't stress through the night at a time. My life ain't worried about if you feel it. Got my head on straight, I got my vibe right. I ain't gonna let you kill it.
It is On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls, and our buddy Dougie out on a little time off, a little trip to over the pond, as they like to say. He is in England, and he'll be back next week. In the meantime, Cubs fans are absolutely losing their minds. The World Series moving to Chicago. There was a day off yesterday. This is the World Series now. Game number 3, Cleveland Indians and the Chicago Cubs. They will play on Friday night in Chicago. The series tied at 1 game apiece, and the Cubs now have home field advantage for the remainder of the sets. They're going to get 3 games in Chicago, followed, if necessary, by a game 6 and 7 back in Cleveland. And Cubs Nation is absolutely losing their mind, Victoria and Kara. They pay hundreds of dollars just to watch the game near the stadium. Not at the stadium.
I can see it near out the window. It's the stadium.
Yeah, and this is tough because the Cleveland Indians didn't look so hot in game 2. They looked great in game 1. Didn't look so good in game 2. So heading into Wrigley Field, this has to be coming into play. But for these Cubby fans, I mean, the Cubs are sort of like, there's certain teams that are like a religion for some people. The Cubs are one of those franchises, I think, and having them have such a long drought between championship victories is obviously fueling all this money that people are paying.
So we have 108 years on the Cubs side, right? And was it 40 something years on the Cleveland side?
48 on the Cleveland side. Yeah. So go
lots of ammunition
tonight. Don't you wish you owned like a little shack somewhere near?
Yes. Wow.
Somewhere near the stadium, you could go out there and just, you know, sell seats so that you could watch the game. So funny. All right, Apple and Nike are teaming up. These running enthusiasts. I'm not one of them. My side hurts when I run. I like to. I prefer walking.
I don't see a point in running.
I used to be, but I've been encouraged not to be ever since I broke my leg doing it. So.
And that's even more reason not to run.
Because, Victoria, are you a runner at all?
No. I see nothing good comes from running.
Oh, no. Running to me is like, why do you want to get there even faster? Like, don't you understand? Life's about the journey, buddy. But, Kara, you, I know, you're training for like a marathon. You were really getting into the running thing
Marathoner.
Found that route.
A marathon or an 8K, one of those. Basically
Yeah. Well, Running enthusiasts should rejoice because Apple has just released a Nike-themed edition of the Apple Watch on Friday, and this one is pretty cool. It adds GPS so that when you fall because you get tripped by a tree stump, you can be found, which is really good. Brighter display, a swim-proof design. This is all pretty good stuff. And then also going on today, Prince fans. This one's really cool. Paisley Park, which was his home, the recording studio and home of the late musical superstar Prince, will begin operating as a permanent museum today. The city council there in that area of Minnesota, Chen Hansen, I believe is the area, originally had postponed a rezoning request because of the worries over traffic, parking around the area. The museum displays Prince's guitars, Purple Rain motorcycle. His ashes are there in a decorative urn, and it's expected to draw 600,000 people a year. And,
wow.
You know, to put this together, you got to tell me that there weren't some plans in play, because Prince only died in April. And, well, I know that's a few months ago, ladies. That's a pretty quick turnover between living, breathing home of a living, breathing superstar and museum now.
I wonder, I mean, how much of Paisley Park, I mean, I know it's a huge complex, but how much of it is open to the public? Because I think, that, like Graceland, I think they're keeping his private bedroom and his private area just for the family, right?
I think that's right. I think they are keeping some private areas. It's kind of like, have you guys ever been to Graceland?
Yeah, I have been. It was cool.
Very underwhelming for me. The first time I pulled up, I'm like, wow, this house is really small.
I have been told,
think of
Graceland, yeah.
And you're like, oh, right. It's going to be gigantic. It's small, but they did have certain areas that they protect you from. You can only go into certain places. In
yeah,
house.
You can't go anywhere upstairs. Which was too bad, because I think it would have been really extra cool to go upstairs and see the bedroom and everything, which I'm sure looked very 70s, just like the rest of the house. I had been warned, though, watch out, like, don't go in there thinking it's a super mansion, because it's not. It's really small. It's actually more like a cozy home. So I kind of was prepared for it to be as small as it was, but it is shocking. You think that, you know, Elvis lived in such a sprawling mansion, and he really didn't.
Yeah.
So Paisley Park might feel that way, too, if you're seeing the recording studio and some of the common areas, you know, like in terms of where the public can go, then it might have a similar feel to Graceland.
So would you guys go? I mean, I liked Prince a lot. I respected him. I thought he had great musical. I mean, obviously his musical sensibilities were incredible. Would you actually make the trip to go to Paisley Park?
No.
Victoria, what would you do that? Would Prince be enough for you to go there?
No, because you'd have to go to Minnesota. I mean,
right, that's part of it.
Yeah, I think if I happened to be visiting Minnesota, and I mean, it's a big state, but if I was in the area, or
that's
if you
a statement that no one ever makes. If I happened to be in the area of Minnesota,
well, then I would go. But
I mean, if there's a Rosen Island Museum, then maybe I'll combine the Golden Girls with Prince.
But I think it would be a cool stop if you were on, like, a road trip throughout the country and
sure.
you were passing through. Then
yes.
it would be a cool thing to stop at. Or, like, my sister, who is she's, like, the biggest Prince fan ever. Then she would probably go out. But me, probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's fair. I'd check it out. It's one of those things I'm sure would be really fun to see at least once, all purple on the inside. But again, I don't know if you'd actually create a tourist opportunity to head up to Minnesota.
Right.
Now, Victoria, you are in New York City, and I am guessing by national reports that you've had a little bit of crazy weather, a lot of rain and such. And the reason that we have such this focus on the weather in New York is because the Republican vice presidential candidate was flying into LaGuardia, and his plane actually slid off the runway.
Yeah, I got the alert on my phone last night, and I was surprised, because we have rain all the time in New York, and that doesn't happen that often, that any, you know, rain-related plane problems happen. There have been, I think, in the last maybe 5 years ago, there was a plane that slid off the runway, and I think it didn't injure anyone, but it caused some damage to the plane. But it's not something you really hear that often. So I'm assuming there are no injuries, because I think everything reopened after a while.
Yeah, it seemed like there were some reports from the plane, because, of course, on the plane, about 47 people. You had Mike Pence, his family, I think his wife, his daughter were with him, some members of the press pool that follow him around, and then you mm-hmm. had his staff. So it wasn't a hugely populated plane, but people afterwards were like, this plane has had horrible landings. I heard someone say, we've been known for having these bumpy landings on this plane. We thought it was just sort of, you know, the status quo until it wasn't, and then they kind of just slid off. Mike Pence reported seeing mud on the windshield, and just
maybe
everybody's okay.
Maybe it's time for a new pilot.
That's what I'm guessing. I mean, it was kind of nice to see, like, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump both sent well wishes to Mike Pence, saying glad no one was hurt. So that was kind of nice. We always have to look for those silver linings.
They finally had an adult moment, you're saying?
Exactly. Everybody got it together.
Wow.
All right, more up ahead. It is 15 past the hour right here on Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria.
Calling all shoppers. This is one event you can't afford to miss. Kohl's 50% off sale this Thursday through Saturday. Take 50% off hundreds of items store-wide. Plus, take an extra 20% off. Plus, take an extra $10 off your purchase of $50 or more. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Plus, Yes to You members earn triple points. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 10/27 through 10/30. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen, in store only.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the GEICO app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the GEICO app. Thank you.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches. Because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls. Dougie out. He'll be back next week. This is a crazy story. I always joke, guys, about wanting to have a hoverboard. You've seen these? They're selling them, like, on Hammock or Slam.
Have you really, really wanted
to? Oh, yeah. I want to take a hoverboard. This is my dream. It's on my bucket list. I want to go to the Sizzler. I want to get on my hoverboard, and I want to hover around the salad bar. And then I'd be happy to check that item.
I'm assuming the Sizzler is a restaurant.
Heard of the Sizzler?
No.
What?
I guess I'm out of it. Never mind.
What?
I was going to say, that's not just a West Coast thing. Like, that's a national thing.
I don't think we have Sizzlers.
Sizzler and Red Lobster are, like, the same chain.
I've never been to Red Lobster either.
But it's the same thing.
Yeah. By the way, Red Lobster is, like, fancy compared to Sizzler. Sizzler has, like, a salad bar in it. That's what they do.
Okay, first of all, let me just say, I love, Jen, that you aim very high. You have very high standards. You have lofty goals because you want a hoverboard to go to a salad bar. Most
I
people want a hoverboard to go and do, like, crazy things in cities and have, like, a Michael J. Fox moment from Back to the Future.
No.
And you want to go to a salad bar.
Now, is this an actual hoverboard or one of the kind of rolly ones?
The fake ones. This is a fake one. So here's the story. A Nashville family whose home was destroyed, by the way, $1 million home, destroyed earlier this year in a fire. The fire, they found out, was caused by one of these hoverboard toys, the ones that have, like, the wheels on the bottom. Well, now this family is suing Amazon, saying that they knowingly sold a dangerous product. The Fox family is the one in question. They contend that Amazon and its subsidiaries had information about the danger of this product well in advance of their house fire, and they didn't give them any notice. They said that the product was misrepresented on the website, and so now they're suing Amazon. Amazon's going to have to pay up or shut up by selling these hoverboards, and this family losing their house because of the fire there. It is On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls at 21 past the hour.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Hour on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls, Dougie out on vacation. You're listening to the lovely sounds of Mariah Carey, who is no longer going to be duetting. She'll be only singing solo because she just got dumped. Apparently the third time. Not the charm for Mariah Carey. And this one's a loss because this boyfriend of hers, Australian billionaire with a B, was her fiance. She had a big old rock on her finger. His name was James Packer, and they were together for almost a year, I would imagine. He has broken off their engagement after rumors of her cheating, spending extravagantly, and making their life too public on her new reality show. I guess this will be great content for the reality show, maybe.
Yeah.
They apparently had a huge fight on a yacht in Greece, and
who doesn't have a fight on a yacht in Greece?
Right? I mean, do we just feel like these people might be just a bit out of touch? James Packer allowed Mariah to keep the 35-carat engagement ring. Legally, it's hers to keep if he was the one who called off the engagement. Apparently, there's a contract for everything. Another source of tension for the couple was that Mariah reportedly refused to support Packer at his sister Gretel's, that's a nice one, I wonder where Hansel is, 50th birthday party in Sydney earlier this year. And his mother, Roz, didn't get along too well with Mariah. So her rep has even confirmed the broken-off engagement, but said they're still talking and hope to work it out. Fat chance. But don't worry, Mariah. Seek solace in that 35-carat diamond that's on your finger.
When they got engaged, it was very quick. They had a very quick engagement, and it seemed almost like a reaction to her divorce from Nick Cannon. And this guy, the first time I saw them on a red carpet together, he was just deer in headlights. Like he might be a billionaire, but he has never been in the public eye.
And I was going to say the same thing. It's always funny seeing them together because on red carpets, Mariah Carey is posing so much. Like every picture is just a different pose, and he's just kind of like standing behind
her. He's like there holding her purse.
Yeah. He looks like he could be her bodyguard and not her fiance. so yeah. funny.
And, right. you know, I think Mimi is probably super difficult in real life.
You think? That's like the understatement of the year. I'm pretty sure.
Consider this a win for him.
All right. If you missed some of the late night shows, and let's be honest, if you're up this early listening to the program live and not on our podcast at djvshow.com, by the way, you can check that out. You might have missed the late night show. Seth Meyers now talking about Russia and Donald Trump.
A national spokesman for Hillary Clinton's campaign criticized WikiLeaks this week for its one-sided document dump, saying, "Are we supposed to believe Russia has no intel on Trump?" Said Russia, "Trust us, there's no such thing as Trump intelligence."
Kind of funny. All right. Okay. All right, Seth, you know, putting the knife in the old back of the Donald.
Yeah.
Stephen Colbert now joking about Donald Trump opening up his new hotel in Washington.
Donald Trump is getting a lot of grief right now for taking time off, a whole day off from campaigning, to open his new hotel, a Trump hotel in Washington, just 1 mile from the White House, which hopefully is as close as he gets.
I mean, I know he's very political, but he's so obvious.
He had a perfect defense for the ribbon cutting.
I can't take 1 hour off to cut a ribbon at one of the great hotels of the world. I mean, I think I'm entitled to it.
Yes, I think I'm entitled to it, which is also the motto on the Trump family crest.
Oh boy. All right, let's cut it right there. You know, the thing with Stephen Colbert, you're right, Victoria, is he's not really funny, and he is very honest about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, Donald Trump, by the way, protecting himself, saying that he was only off for 1 hour. He made 5 campaign stops that day, in addition to cutting that ribbon. All right, 28 past the hour. It is On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria.
Patience. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Patience is a skill, and like all skills, it can be developed. Patience takes practice. And the great thing about practicing patience is that the world is your university. Every day, in every situation that doesn't go our way, we are offered opportunities to practice patience. When people treat us unfairly, when the line doesn't move as quickly as we'd like, and when traffic is moving much more slowly than we hope, we have a chance to work on the skill of patience. The more you look for opportunities to practice patience, the more prepared you are to practice it when the moment arises. And as you know, what you practice, you master. Practice patience. Practice it frequently, daily, and be grateful for the opportunities the universe provides you to practice it, because eventually, you'll master it. For more on peace and patience, visit drchristianconti.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have to move fast in business. Gotta go, go, go.
Well, then you need to see the all-new redesigned HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Are they fast?
They're lightning fast and deliver two-sided prints, which saves you time and money. You can even print from your smartphone.
Sounds perfect.
And now at Staples, you can save up to $100 on one.
Fast, efficient, and I save money? So I can relax.
I can see the tension melting.
Yep, gotta go.
Away. Now save up to $100 on a fast new HP OfficeJet Pro. And save every day on ink and toner. Staples. Make more happen. For limited time, see store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. It is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is the registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Strong. Thought we were holding on, aren't we?
Past the hour, on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls. Election day, we've been talking about it a lot. Just around the corner, about a week and a half away, maybe even a little less than that now. I think it's down to 11 days, if I'm not mistaken. And And let's not talk about the presidency here. Let's talk about some new realities for members of this country on November the 9th. After Election Day, access to marijuana will likely reach an all-time high across the country. 60 million Americans will wake up on November 9th to find voters in their states have abolished long-standing marijuana prohibitions. This is a threefold expansion for legal cannabis across the country. Another 24 million Americans on November 9th could find themselves in states with newly legal medical marijuana use. That's smaller, but a significant expansion as well of legalized pot around the U.S. Already, half of the states in the country permit some form of medical marijuana use. More than half of all Americans live in a state that has approved medical marijuana. Now, this one, ladies, is sort of in my mind as I approach Election Day. On November 8th, I live in California. California will decide whether or not to legalize marijuana a la Colorado, a la Washington. And
do you think it's going in that direction?
Oh, yeah. 40 million names on the list of people who are already on a list to live in a state with legal pot. So there are 40 million Americans who are trying to rally to have legal pot available in their state as well. Arizona, California, Maine, Massachusetts, and Nevada are all considering legalizing recreational marijuana. Now, if you're in Arkansas, Florida, Montana, North Dakota, voters will get to decide whether you can use medical marijuana as, you know, treatment for certain conditions like cancer, chronic pain. I am so torn about this, ladies, and this is why I brought it up. And let's open up the phones as well. Maybe you guys can, if you have any thoughts or passionate thoughts or points on this issue, 888-302-DOUG, 888-302-DOUG. You can also correspond with us on Twitter at DJVShow or Facebook.com/DJVShow. For me, on the ballot, the idea of legalizing marijuana, I am not a smoker. I'll put that out there. From my perspective, I have tried marijuana once. I didn't like it. My asthma is horrible, so smoking anything, like, causes me a huge amount of pain.
Yeah.
So I typically, I mean, this is not coming from a place of someone who would even probably take part in using legalized marijuana. I understand that it's become part of the culture, and I have, oh my gosh, almost, you know, half of my friends and family members all use marijuana in some form, either medicinally or just for recreational use. So I understand that the culture has changed. What concerns me most about this is sort of jumping the shark by legalizing marijuana but not changing federal laws. The downside to this is that marijuana is still a Class A narcotic, so it's still classified in the same way as heroin, as cocaine, some of the other harder drugs that are out there. It's still in that class. So when you have a business who's going to start selling marijuana, they're not allowed to store the money from the business in a federal bank. That makes me concerned because it sort of creates this underbelly economy, right, where money's actually sitting in a safe
Yes.
somewhere or under a mattress, not actually in a bank. That's item number one. And if that is true, if this is a cash business, how do we know that all the tax money that's supposed to be going into the state from legalizing marijuana, that's the big reason people want to legalize it, is for tax money, how do we track it accurately? And how do we know where it's going? Part number two is simply what we do for law enforcement to actually be able to try to figure out who's using pot inappropriately or not. Obviously, they're going to still be driving under the influence scenarios. And if someone's driving erratically now, the breathalyzer is no longer going to work because with the old system, they would make you breathe into a tube, right?
Right.
Well,
right.
Now they're going to have to start doing swabs and swab out your DNA. So, Victoria, I would ask you, New York, I don't think is in the mix on Election Day with the marijuana initiative, but what are your
Which
thoughts?
Which is so surprising, isn't it? You would think that
it is. But it's a little more conservative. It's so funny. New York is a little more, as far as traditions go, I mean, I'm not saying it's not a liberal state. Obviously it is. But when it comes to traditions, you see the West Coast sort of adapting to these things kind of quickly. Plus, it's better with our surfer lifestyle.
Totally. Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of New Yorkers always tend to look to California as a very trend-setting state for a lot of things. So I'm surprised that now that so many other states have this on the ballot, it is surprising that New York isn't one of them. But But, you know, are they going to have instant results from these swabs? That the first of all, you won't be driving erratically. You'll be driving really slowly. So, because you think that you're going like a million miles an hour and you're really going 25. So, if a non-geriatric person is going 25 in the high speed lane, clearly they're stoned. So, it's going to be easy to pick. It'll be easy to pick people out. But if they don't, like you said, if they don't have a swab that has instant results, then how are they going to enforce any of this?
Well, and does the government hold on to your DNA? That's my greater issue. I mean, that's always the tinfoil hat in me goes, okay, the government gives you something new, a new freedom, but then they take something back. So they give you marijuana. Do they then start keeping your DNA? All right, I think we have a phone caller here. Kara, who's on the line? Jay calling to On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria. Go ahead, Jay.
Yes, I was listening to what you were saying. First of all, if you are stoned and going 25, thank you very much for driving slow. That way you can get out of my way. Second thing is I have some family and friends who actually use it through the breakout pain of different conditions because they actually don't want to use the narcotics that doctors are recommending that they should use simply because of, you know, addiction issues and whatnot. I guess there are positives and negatives for this particular issue which need to be discussed and review before we just say gung-ho, let's go for it.
Right.
But, you know, all in all, I say if you want to smoke it, smoke it, but at least legalize it so you don't get in trouble, especially if you're 7 years old and you're looking at jail time because you need help with your glaucoma. I don't agree with that.
Yeah, I agree with you, Jay. Good call. Thank you for that. And that's kind of the point that I'm struggling with is if we are going to legalize it in California, I sort of wish the federal government would declassify it into maybe a lower category and take it out of the same category with heroin and cocaine. If we're going to say that this is okay for our culture across the board and if we're going to start legalizing it in states, then the federal government needs to sort of follow suit with how we convict people who are misusing it, number one, and then also how we're treating it so that the money from it can actually go into the banks and do what we're supposed to do, do what it's supposed to do by bringing in additional tax revenue. All right, let's go back to the phones. James calling now. What's on your mind, James?
Yeah, well, I'm just calling. You know, it's an issue I ran in myself on the medical marijuana is job discrimination. You're doing something that's now legal, same basis as drinking alcohol, but it's a different category as alcohol.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point. It's one that I've also considered, James, as someone who I have my fingers in a small business during the day, and the restrictions that will now present itself on employees are going to be really difficult because obviously it's less difficult to find out who's smoking, and there are those implications for people who are running companies. That's a great point. Do you have a small business?
No, I just, you know, I'm a worker, and, you know, I live in Washington State, and we've legalized it, but it's a problem we have here. You're discriminated upon, and there's got to figure out something about that because it's not fair to people that don't drink alcohol that use that instead.
Right, right. All right, well, it's a good point. All right, thank you for your phone call, James. You can let us know what you think, 888-302-DOUG, 888-302-DOUG. Also, you can connect with any of us on Twitter, at DJ V-Show for the entire show, at On Air Victoria for Victoria Keelan. I'm at Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, at C. Schillen. And, of course, you can always let us know. We'll put this up on Facebook and get into a spicy debate there, facebook.com/DJ V-Show. More up ahead. It is 43 past the hour.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, click safety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Exploring underwater wrecks are one of the coolest things you can do as a diver. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain why they can also be the most challenging next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
The allure of an underwater shipwreck is undeniable, and most are easily explored from the outside. However, as inviting as a wreck may seem, never enter an underwater structure without proper training and orientation. When anything obstructs your direct path to the surface, the mastery of additional diving skills are needed to mitigate the risks. Get properly trained before boarding the ship. Dive into DAN.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
Shoppers, this is one event you can't afford to miss. Kohl's 50% off sale this Thursday through Saturday. Take 50% off hundreds of items store-wide. Plus, take an extra 20% off. Plus, take an extra $10 off your purchase of $50 or more. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Plus, Yes to You members earn triple points. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 10/27 through 10/30. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
On air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Better than a cup of coffee and a Prozac.
Yeah, we're talking about pot, now we're talking about Prozac. 47 past the hour. On air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls. Dougie out, he'll be back next week. And Starbucks in the focus because Halloween is also right around the corner. We've got Halloween, then Election Day, then Thanksgiving, then Christmas, and we have to do it all over again. Starbucks has just announced that they're bringing back their spooky limited edition Frappuccino, the Frappula. Which is going to be available in stores from today through the end of October 31st. This is a frozen beverage that they call Fangtastic. It's made with a blend of white chocolate sauce, milk, and ice, then layered between mocha sauce and generous dollops of whipped cream. Mmm. Two drizzles of strawberry puree on top of one of the whipped cream look like a vampire bite as the strawberry oozes from the rim. There's your Frappula name. So have you, ladies, Victoria, Kara, have you tried one of these Frappulas?
I saw one yesterday. I'm allergic to strawberries, so I can't actually have one. But I always think it's bizarre that Starbucks has so many non-coffee drinks. You know, I mean, there's no coffee in this. I guess the mocha sauce.
This is a milkshake.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, essentially, this is a milkshake.
Yeah, you're eating an ice cream sundae from Starbucks. But it looked cool, the way they do it with the little, like, teeth marks. It's cute.
It does really, I mean, it is really cute. And by the way, look, I'm all for all these drinks. Sometimes you just need something like this. But it's funny how we get surprised when we look at the calorie count of these
gonna
drinks.
I was going to say the same yeah. thing. They're like 900 calories plus.
But this is coffee. Well, no, this isn't coffee.
Yeah, there's no coffee in this.
This is mocha milk. I say white chocolate sauce, please. All right, Kara, will you try one of these? Is this kind of your, is this up your alley?
I've had Frappuccinos before, and of course, they are pretty good. So who knows? Maybe I'll try one after work, and I'll Instagram a picture for the show.
Nice, you should do that.
You should do that, please. I had my second pumpkin spice latte of the season yesterday. It was so delicious.
You love pumpkin spice.
I do. There's something so good about that. Yummy, even though it's like 1,000 degrees in Los Angeles, but that's all right. It is On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara Schillen at 50 past the hour.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Victoria Kara Schillen at the controls. Dougie on vacation. It is our Tech Talk time. Don't forget, you can tweet us at DJV Show. Use the hashtag Tech Talk if you have any questions or stories to send us about the technology you use in your everyday life. Also on Facebook at DJV Show. And it is Friday. Oh, thank God. And that means, Victoria, that we are running down the top 5 technology stories of the week. So what's on the list?
Well, at number 5, which you wouldn't think of Pizza Hut and technology together. However,
I forgot.
Pizza Hut came out with this limited edition sticker / temporary tattoo that makes ordering pizza even easier than it already is. Right now, you don't need to call anyone. You don't even need to go online. You just go to the Domino's or Pizza Hut app, and ordering pizza could not be easier. I guess Pizza Hut decided they needed to take it one step further, so you don't even need to lift your phone, because that's very difficult for a lot of people, you know, like leaning over and lifting
especially
up your phone.
When you're homebound putting tattoos from Pizza Hut.
Yeah, exactly. So they've made a temporary tattoo that you put on your arm, and all you have to do is swipe the sticker, it has all of your information and your preferences for the menu saved, and it will then deliver a pizza for you. So this is an interesting thing. Right now they launched it only in the UK. There are only 40 stickers available. You know that there are people who are hunting this down like Pokemon Go. So I'm sure they're going to debut this in the States. And, you know, good old America, I'm sure we're going to love this. This sounds so American
to me.
Sign us
up for arm. Oh, totally. For the pizza tattoo. Yep.
Exactly.
All right. And number four?
Number four, the attack last week, which we heard about from Twitter and Spotify and a whole bunch of other websites, Amazon was hit. They were hit with a massive bot attack, and essentially no information was hacked, but what this company who runs, it was a company called DYN, D-Y-N, they run the major servers for all of these websites. They were overwhelmed by these bots pretending essentially to be real people and be real users, and it overwhelmed the system. And all of these websites got shut down. So, of course, a lot of technology experts have come out saying, you know, in light of this stuff, you can also be subject to bot attacks in your home, whether it's your Wi-Fi unit, if you have a fancy smart refrigerator or a toaster, anything that's hooked up to the internet, your thermostat. A lot of people use the Nest system, which is hooked up with Amazon. You can control everything remotely. You can make your lights go on and off and all these things. Anything that's hooked up to the internet is vulnerable to a bot attack. This can result in a lot of, you know, energy bills soaring. I mean, little, you know, day-to-day things that you don't think about can be affected. So the most crucial thing that you want to do for a home user is to reset all the factory passwords on any device that you buy, whether it's your Wi-Fi router, if it's your actual cable, internet, DSL, whatever broadband you have. Reset the Wi-Fi, or reset the passwords on all of those devices, and, you know, of course, use an encrypted password or use a password that you don't use anywhere else, just for a little added level of protection. It's really important.
It's a great tip.
Thank you.
Number three?
Yeah. Are you going to be my big voice announcer?
You want me to be? All right, here we go.
Number three. I always thought you enjoyed doing things like that.
I do.
AT&T through DirecTV, which is a company they bought, I believe, last year, which was a surprising merger, but AT&T now has launched their new plan through DirecTV to take television viewing offline or off the actual cable networks, and it's all going to be online viewing. So you can have 100 channels. CBS Network has not joined this yet. They're still negotiating. But if you have the new DirecTV Now package, it will only cost you $35 a month. If you are a millennial who is unplugged, which most millennials are, $35 a month saves you a lot of money to have all of these networks available to you. So Hulu, which is owned by Disney, they're also coming out with it. Google's also working on it. But right now, DirecTV appears to be the most cost-effective. So it's
number
also,
two,
Apple has delayed its launch of AirPods, and essentially the one reason for this is they don't stay in your ears and they're not connected to a string.
Right, and the number one technology story of the week.
If you're still looking for some Halloween inspiration, if you haven't updated your Kimojis, those are the Kim Kardashian emojis, for 99 cents, you can get Kim in a whole plethora of costume choices to inspire you for Halloween, or to send fun texts to your friends and tweets for the Halloween spirit. Snapchat has a Halloween Bitmoji update, which is free on iOS and Android. And Refinery29 also has a Halloween Facebook Messenger bot, which will help you find the perfect costume.
Ooh, I need that. All right, great tips. Those are the top five tech stories of the week. Follow us on Twitter at DJV Show. Hashtag Tech Talk. It's 59 past the hour.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cartovite. Cartovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cartovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.